encouraging message for all of us. And the message is simply that God gives each of us a second chance. That the love of God is such that God never closes the door. God always extends a hand. God always looks for a response. And even if that response isn't forthcoming, God does not stop seeking. God does not desire the death of the sinner, but that we might live. The story of God's love is the story of the second chance. That's the kind of compassion, the kind of love, the kind of graciousness that God shows to each of us. And what Jesus asks of his disciples is that they also be people of the second chance, that they be people who do not close doors. That they be people who, in their graciousness and in their love of neighbor, continue to seek the good of the other. It's not unlike the passage that occurred a few weeks ago where Peter says, "How many times must I forgive? 7 times?" And Jesus says, "No, Peter, you've got it all wrong. There is no limit to your need to forgive." Now that's true in our individual lives, our personal lives. That's also true in the life in a family, the life in a community, the life in a society, that we always seek an opportunity, we always look for an opportunity to offer a second chance. In Catholic churches throughout the United States today, you and I are invited to reflect upon the plight of a very specific part of our society, young people who are seeking a college education. This is particularly an issue in our neighborhood. Our neighborhood is an immigrant neighborhood and has been from the very beginning. Initially, Irish and German immigrants came as farmers to this side of the river. And then following them, there were immigrants from Mexico. There was the first settlement of the Jewish community. There were immigrants from Syria and from Lebanon. There were immigrants from Southeast Asia and North Africa and the Pacific Islands. This community, this neighborhood, this little spit of land to the south of the downtown has been a place for immigration from the very beginning. And throughout that history of immigration, there have been people present in this neighborhood from Europe, from South America, from Eastern Europe, from North Africa, from the Middle East, people who have come with documentation and some have come without papers. And that's been part of the history of over 100 years. Some of those who live in our community who do not have documentation are young people. They were brought to this country when they were babes in arms, or maybe 1 year old, 2 years old. They were brought by parents. This is the only place they know. This is their place. They have no memory of their place of origin. They grew up in this neighborhood. They went to school here at St. Matthew's or in the local public school. They went to high school. Many of them are bright, articulate young people, and they would like to go to college. And they would like to find a way to make a contribution to the only place they know as their home, here, this community. the society. There is the possibility, and there is the legislation pending, that those young people might achieve legal status if they go through college and graduate, or if they serve 2 years in the military. It offers them a passage away to legal status. It offers them a second chance, if you will. It offers them a new beginning. It offers them a gracious opportunity. And for them to be able to obtain a college education in a public university or a public college as an in-state student would provide them with that opportunity. It's an opportunity to begin afresh. Well, there are dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of such possibilities, individually and corporately, within family and within community, in which the reconciliation of God can be seen very simply as opening a door, providing a second chance. Paul, in his letter, says to the Philippians, "Let the mind of Christ be your mind." Rather than thinking of your own self-interest, look to the self-interest of your neighbor. Look upon your neighbor and see in that neighbor someone better than you. Give your neighbor the benefit of the doubt. Have in yourself the very mind of Christ Jesus the Lord. Part of what we do today is we pray that the young people of this community who would seek to obtain an education and become even more contributing members of society be given the opportunity to do that. And that in so doing, they be strengthened and all of us be strengthened, that their gifts might come to multiply and to serve all of us. Thank you.